Well, deadly bombings and shootings continue to plague Iraq. At least 11 people are killed and over 160 injured across the country. A bomb blast outside a police station in a village near the city of Kirkuk killed three civilians and two police officers. Local officials say most of the wounded are schoolgirls. Shootings in the district of Baghdad and another in the north of the capital killed six people. The death toll is expected to rise. In recent months, there's been a surge in bombing and shooting incidents across Iraq. With me now live from London, Mr. Sabah Jawad, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. Let's get his thoughts. Mr. Jawad, a lot of questions, of course, about why are we seeing this sudden rise in violence recently in Iraq and which groups or which group could be behind them?
Well, we've seen in the past few days, actually, that there's increased activities by Al-Qaeda as well. Al-Qaeda just acknowledged the attacks on killing about 50 Iraqi and Syrian soldiers, wounded soldiers, at the border with Syria. That was a very dangerous operation. In fact, there was report in some media outlets and according to some Iraqi sources, that the information regarding the movement of these Syrian wounded Syrian soldiers and Iraqi soldiers to the Syrian frontier was passed over by some employees of the Ministry of Defense, which belongs to the Kurdish Democratic Party, therefore implicating the Kurdish regional authority in these kind of atrocities, which is committed against the Syrians, basically. And that will show the extent of the conflicts now taking place between the federal authority in Kurdistan and the central government in Iraq, if this is true. Also, the Kurdish local governor today pointed the finger at Al-Qaeda for the attack today in Kirkuk as well. You know, there's definitely an increase in the activities, terrorist activities of Al-Qaeda, which in the eyes of many Iraqis actually are the reserve army of the United States occupation of Iraq. Throughout their history, from Afghanistan to Iraq to Syria now, with the so-called Jabhat al-Nusra in Syria, they serve the interest of the American and Western powers in the region. And try to ignite a sectarian war, not only in Iraq, but in Syria and Lebanon, and prepare an attack on Iran in the future as well. So there are many players and this atrocities have been committed, regional as well as international as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Sabah Jawad, Director of the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, with his thoughts there from London.